prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am live on 24 November 2021. I'm so appreciate y'all letting me have a couple of days off, and I spent a couple of days in the woods with some friends, and actually just videoed some deer. I didn't see anything I wanted to take out. And so I just enjoyed some time off with some friends and family. Of course, tomorrow will be another day, a day of Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that maybe more in a little bit, but I want to start tonight just by asking you to remember to share prayers as we go through these holidays, because a lot of people tell folks are going to be having hard times. I don't do Christmas. I really don't. I don't do Christmas any longer. But many people, lonely people out there, are right now starting to hurt because of having no family or losing loved ones. Let's keep those people in prayer, okay? I can name some specifically, but I'm not going to. But pain increases sometimes during days like this. You know that. But I do have some prayer requests tonight. One for a friend of mine named Freddie. Freddie is a good old country boy, and I mean just down-home hillbilly country. He found out a couple days ago that he has cancer all through his body, lymph nodes everywhere else. He's starting chemo, and you and I both know that's poison, but he really has no other choice, I guess, as far as they tell him. It's all through his body. So keep praying your prayers, please. Also, you remember the program that gets out last Wednesday night, Harold Cronk, the one who directed God's Not Dead, movie 1 and 2 and other movies? He called me after the program that night. He said, Pastor, I'd like to give you a special prayer request to bring up before your family and friends. And you folks are my family and friends, so here you are. He said that they're trying to make more godly movies, more Christian movies, and Satan's attacking their way, every way he possibly can. He is absolutely trying to stop their efforts to glorify God and spread the word of Christ. So I ask you to please keep Harold in your prayers. He's a humble guy and a guy that really desires to serve God and do what's right. So Harold, in your prayers for spiritual strength and ability to overcome Satan's wiles and tear down his snares, and for Freddie for health at all possible, please. And don't forget our 3-for-1 on REM sleep and Tranquil. Don't forget that, folks. You still want until the stock is going. I think we're just about out of Tranquil and getting very low on REM sleep, so we'll see what happens. Get them while you can. But on the way of some good news, maybe, Volume 3, my third volume of Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 3, is going to be here probably by the first of the week. And I got a really good deal on them, folks. They're $10.95. They're not huge books, and they're like 50, 60 pages long. They're not huge. It's actually a kind of a study guide, just like the other two were. $10.95, put it in your hands. I hope you enjoy it, and if you buy more than, say, a half a dozen or so, you get a little discount too, if you like it. It's available, folks. Volume 3 is available. You can place your orders now. Be going out here next Thursday. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving, we won't be in the office tomorrow, as you know, nor will we be in the office Friday. So there'll be no answering service tomorrow with Lisa or Friday. We'll be back on schedule again Monday, Lord willing. Be in the office next Thursday. Place orders. Get the orders out to you place for the week. But Volume 3 is out, and it's available. It'll be here within a few days. I hope you enjoy it. I really mean that. I do. I'm not giving a gift to writing books on different things. I think, by the grace of God, I have a gift of teaching and understanding Scripture. And by doing so and understanding the Bible, I'm giving a gift, maybe a little bit of a be able to prophesy the future, not like an Old Testament prophet, not at all, but just taking the Scriptures and showing where we are in time, right now, and what's coming next. Now, I'm going to get into some things about as far as Thanksgiving goes. Now, I want y'all, if you'd like to, next half hour, or soon, which I want to take phone calls, to maybe share some things you're thankful for, if you want to. If you want to share news, that's fine, too. But I would like to finish the program tonight with some blessings that I've shared. And I've been honored to meet other people that are sharing their stories with me. Folks, we're a blessed people. No matter what this world brings upon us, we're a blessed people. We'll do that in a little bit, but I want to go through some very quick headlines to show you where we are. Just very quick headlines. And then we'll play a couple songs for you now, too, folks, I think you'll very much enjoy. But in Matthew 24, it talks about wars and rumors of wars. Well, Putin, Vladimir Putin, is now priming the Russian people to go to war with Ukraine. Now this is all fact. This is a true story. And one of the spokespeople said World War III is knocking at our door. Now, I don't want to make anybody scared or discouraged tonight, but I'm not going to send you into tomorrow blind either. I mean, tomorrow's day of Thanksgiving, and we need to give thanks to our Creator mostly for our salvation, for the hope in Christ, and for the blessings on this earth. But we are going to face things in the folks in the very near future that people are not going to believe. Judgment started in America a long time ago, before you and I were even born. But since 9/11, things have really heated up, and things are coming together very quickly. Very quickly. The plague of 2020, the pandemic, was prophesied and brought forth in America, worldwide, but this is America we live in. It's going to increase tremendously. Not necessarily COVID. Right now, we know that smallpox has been found outside in a lab in Philadelphia, a manufacturer of smallpox, and the U.S. government has bought $113 million worth of smallpox vaccines. And since and over the last several years, they purchased $705 million altogether for smallpox vaccines. We're going to see, as Bill Gates said it, I did. Bill Gates said there's going to be a smallpox epidemic. How would Bill Gates know that? How about you know that? I reckon maybe he's got some inside information. Obviously, he does. So these are things being this poised right now before this country to happen in this nation, simply because America has forgotten God. And all nations that forget God are turned into hell. And headlines continue to pour into me from different places and good sources. I mean, we have inflation eating up the monies of the people in this country very quickly. The governor of Florida, DeSantis, is asking the state to give the people a $1 billion tax break on gasoline taxes and asking gasoline stations to lower the price of 25 cents. I don't know the profit on gas right now. I know when I worked in the service stations back in the 60s, they made 5 cents a gallon. What they are now, I don't know. The dollar store is increasing its minimum price now. You heard the dollar store? Nothing over a dollar? Well, it's going to go $1.25. Now, if you let that sink in a minute, that means inflation has raised the price 25% in the dollar store. These are things that are part of a judgment on the nation. He will make us, in the book of Deuteronomy, he tells us that if we obey him, he'll make us lenders. No, we won't be borrowers. We are the most indebted nation in the world now. simply because we've turned our back on God, we've forgotten His commandments, we've started making fiat currencies as our money, and now payday is here. And more judgment coming as far as the people that would not obey Him is so simply, it's just simply this. De Blasio, governor of New York, is wanting a vaccine mandate for people to travel on the subway. If you don't have a vaccine card, you won't be able to cross the city. You won't be able to travel throughout the city by subway. And if it means if you go to work by subway, a lot of people in New York don't even own cars. They depend on public transit. If you don't have your vaccine card, you won't be able to go to work. Are you seeing a pattern here, folks? Are you seeing a pattern? I mean, surely you see that. We're seeing this nation crumble around us. We're seeing it fall apart, literally. I mean, we're seeing the nation, the foundations that once were in this country that made it great, the morals of the people, the character of the people, the integrity of the people, is being torn down. I mean, now we have had to put armed guards in front of stores so they won't be broken into and robbed while people are shopping. And they're going to have to allow just so many people in the store at one time because of the robbery. And I was listening to a preacher on this radio broadcast, on this radio station, the other day. He said that he's in Lowe's stores where they sell everything from nuts and bolts to appliances. Heard one of the employees talking to another employee. Said they had to raise the price on hardware 400% to cover the thieving that goes on in the store. 400%. Now, folks, stop and think. 400% increase just in the hardware aisle. Whether that's was done by thievery or whether it's done by a lack of product or supply chain disruption makes no difference. That's 400% increase coming out of your pocket. Are you seeing the Word of God being fulfilled? Are you seeing it happen right now before your eyes? A police officer from Norfolk, Virginia, Lieutenant William Kelly, was fired because he anonymously gave a $25 donation to help fund Kyle Rittenhouse's defense. He was fired because people all over the nation complained when they found out why he did. He did it anonymously, but somebody hacked the system and released his name. Anything done on a computer, folks, is not anonymous. Get over that, okay? But we're in a point now in America where a man does something and helps somebody else, they know he's innocent, and he is convicted of whatever crime they won't call it. They called it, actually they said it because it was the erosion of the public trust in the police officers why he was fired. It's erosion of public trust. It is absolutely going downhill at a very fast pace. I'm telling you all this right now to make you understand folks who are living in perilous times. As prophesied in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we are living in perilous times. Now, I don't want to get into all bad news. I'm going to cover some good things in a minute, too, as far as Thanksgiving. But we're living in perilous times. And I'm saying before I get into the music and the praise, I want you to understand that my job as a pastor, my job as a talk show host, period, but my job as a Christian, as a true believer, born again believer in Jesus Christ, redeemed by the blood of Christ, born again by His Spirit and through His blood, it's my duty to warn God's people about what's coming. He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, If my people, who are called by my name, folks, that's us, we are Israel, who are called by my name, would repent and turn from their wicked ways and turn to me, I will heal their land. People are not repenting, not in any great degree. It must be a national repentance. Yes, you can have personal repentance and be born again by the grace of God. Hallelujah for that. Individuals do not have to depend on nations' behavior. But a nation has to repent nationally before it can be healed. America has not repented. America has been given many warnings. Many, many warnings. And we've not paid heed to it. I mean, now we have Peter, or Pete, I guess his name is Buttigieg. I call him Pete Buttgag. Pete Buttgag may be running for president of the United States. An out-and-out sexual deviant. Living with a perverted partner, he calls his husband. and adopted a baby, and then he took maternity leave. Perverted beyond words, yet no repentance from anyone but the people that support him, and I'm sure some of them probably go to church and don't say a word. My duty as a believer in Christ is not just to be good and try to keep the commandments and all the other things people want to talk about. It's to oppose evil, stand against evil, not compromise with evil, and point out and show the people of God their transgressions and the sinner his way to hell if he didn't repent. That's my job. That's your job. But the church in America today do not take that as a real concern of theirs. They don't. They're waiting for the rapture. They're going to go there and they're going to hop around and sing and speak in tongues and jibber jabber and do all kinds of things, and they're not going to take a stand in public. Oh, they're going to have fun in church. They feel good in there, and they may be feeling good outside that church and like to witness people, but they won't take a stand against evil. If someone opposes what they're saying, they just back off and go away. Folks, that's not what Christ has put us here for. He told us to put on the whole armor. Put on a whole suit of armor and pick up the sword of His Word. Put on the breastplate. Pick up the shield. Go to war. But we're not here just to have a good time and sing praises. You know, Christ said that they're with their lips they honor me, but their hearts are far from me. It isn't words that do it. It's action that does it. I think St. Francis of Assisi said this. I do believe this is attributed to him. Preach the gospel everywhere you go, and if necessary, use words. So by your actions, they should know who you are. By your fruit, they should know where you stand. I don't want us to add to this. This is what I just told you, folks. I told you this night before we go into the only Christian holiday we have is Thanksgiving. The only truly Christian holiday we have in America is Thanksgiving. We're going to that tomorrow. I hope you'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends. And I hope all day long tomorrow you'll take time to count your blessings and thank our Father in heaven for the blessings. I personally have nothing to complain about. Even if I lost everything, and that's possible, folks. In Hebrews chapter 11, people lost everything for the faith. Even if we lose everything on this earth materially, and even our lives, we have nothing to complain about. Nothing. Nothing. What Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary cost him everything, even fellowship with his Father. Even his Father turned his back upon him. Christ said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The pain was immense. And I'm not just talking about physical pain, but the ripping apart from his Father's presence for you and I. I know it's easy to talk, and we're going to play a song for you entitled God in the Mountain and by the McCameys. And it's easy to talk and praise and worship when you're on the mountain, so to speak. It's when you're in the valley you have to understand that's where your test is, that's where your test is tried, your faith is tried. That's where you stand. Either you stand glorifying God in the hard times, or you don't stand at all. You can praise Him when you're feeling good, folks. And that's wonderful. But the real test of your faith comes whenever you're in the valley, so to speak. And we're going to play a song for you right now entitled God on the Mountain by the McCameys. Listen to the words and enjoy it. And understand, no matter what happens in your life, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's going on in your life, He's still God. And if you're His child, He is in control of your life. You must believe that. And have faith in that, because hard times are coming, folks. I'm warning you, you better steel yourself in Christ and be prepared for what the future may hold. Todd, if you mind, play that song, please.
You enjoy it tonight. Be blessed. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got never known, but then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone, for the God only talk comes so easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain still goes when things go wrong. Sometimes they do. He'll make it right. And the God of the good times is still calling the man at night. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day.
Folks, that's an old song, and I still love hearing that song. I tell you, Peyton King, you're so happy on that, and that is marvelous. That truly is. You know, I want to play this song for everybody out there tonight. I don't care where you are, what circumstances are. I don't care if you're in the United States or across the sea, or I don't care where you are. I was thinking during the song that I hope this blesses Blue in France. Hope it blesses our sweet lady in Australia who sometimes emails and writes to us and even gives donations. I hope it blesses everybody around the world listening to this, all the world. And I know because we're broadcast all the world because Kevin Gallagher, who has Truth Be Told Radio Network, monitors the nations that listen to this broadcast, and we're all over the world. It's humbling to me that you would take time to listen to me. Folks, I don't know how to even address in the correct words and manner how much I appreciate you folks being there. I want you to know that I'm thankful for all of you, and I mean that. Don't ever think that you're taken for granted, because you're not. I'm thankful that you stand with us and for us and pray for us. If it were not for you all, I would not be on the radio. This March, coming March, will make 29 years on the radio. It's been supported by folks like you through your donations and helping us keep this thing going for so many years. I don't have near the audience as many of the other ministries do out there. I don't, because we don't have the numbers. But I think, the best. And I'm so humbled that you folks take time to write me or call me and send an email and thank me. As a matter of fact, I want to share that. The folks, this is part of my Thanksgiving right now. I'm going to share with you just a quick email. I don't give a name out here, but it's a quick email, if you don't mind, I received. The gentleman's name was James. Pastor Butch, one day it would be great to speak with you again. I hope all is going well with you. I give everything to the Lord in prayer daily, and often knowing this, old world is about ready to enter in the great tribulation. Having only one older sister who's taking care of the autistic grandchild back in Illinois, 2,500 miles away from me, gives me a little hope of any kind of life here. This is the major reason that when you call me, you made my day. Now listen to this, folks. This really touched me. You're like a father figure to me, and that you are honest, loving, and as genuine as far as I can tell. Getting older is not easy when we see what is ahead of us, except for the great blessed hope we have being with Jesus and our loved ones for eternity. And if you listen tonight, James, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do. I've said this many times. If you live with me for about a week, you think I'm the most awful person in the world, probably, who goes on the radio and professes Christ, because I do sometimes get frustrated and angry. But I want to be sincere, as he said. I want to show you my love. I mean that. And I don't ever take for granted that I don't ever think that I take you for granted, because I don't. Don't ever think that I would ever just shrug off somebody and say they're not important, because you are. You know, over the years, we've been blessed with some donations that helped us pay the bills for up to a month. Very rarely, but it's happened. And we received a couple dollars from a widow just passed away in Texas about a year or two ago. Every month, she would send $1, $2, $5 with a little note. This may sound silly to some people, but I miss that lady. I never got to meet her face to face. Talked to her on the phone a few times. I miss that lady. I miss her kindness, her genuine love for Christ and us. I mean that. I miss him. I had a lady in Arizona pass away a year and a half so ago who gave us some gold coins to pay for some airtime and helped us out tremendously for a while. How can I ever say thank you enough to those people? Yes, I praise my God in heaven. I do. That you're there. And I mean that. And I don't ever want to take him out of the picture because through him all these things are happening. Not through me or not even through you. But as his body, we work together to glorify him. And I want to tell you how thankful I am for that. I'm thankful that for this past Saturday made my wife and I 50 years. 50 years of companionship and love for each other. And I know it sounds silly, but I still enjoy holding her hand driving down the road. Sounds silly, doesn't it? I enjoy it when she walks up behind me in my chair and puts her arms around my neck and cuddles with me. I enjoy her sometimes sitting in my lap and just sitting there and let me hug her and hold her after 50 years. I enjoy all these things that God's given me. A warm home, a warm bed, a wonderful helpmeet. 3 growing sons, 6 grandchildren, 1 great-grandson. They'll be getting to see for the first time this coming Tuesday. I am very thankful. I hope you are too. And I want the phone lines up. If you want to call and share news headlines or what you're thankful for, give a testimony, it's open, folks. Tonight is your chance to get on international radio and share with people what's in your heart. If you have a prayer request, you have questions for me, if you have something you're concerned about that you want us to pray about, give us a call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We would love to hear from you, folks. Please know that. And first-time callers are always exciting, by the way. If you listen tonight, I don't care if you're listening for 10 years or one day, and you're the first time getting a chance to call in, why don't you call and share with us? Right after the break, we'll take phone calls, like I said. Don't go away.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, we're going to take phone calls in a minute. I really want to talk to all of you. I'll talk to Jan and Craig and all of you and keep the lines full, folks. 844-769-2944. You know, if you've been in the military, you know what R&R is. But everybody knows what R&R is. Whenever you've been in a stressful situation for a while, once in a while, you're given R&R, rest and relaxation. You're given a chance to go back and recharge the batteries. Christ did that. He went to the mountains and prayed. Did he not? Yes, he did. And the angels ministered to him. And I mean, he had some R&R. Even Christ needed that once in a while. So tomorrow, make it your R&R day. If you're blessed to have time to be with the family, be with your family. Take time to enjoy that day. I don't care, folks, if you're having a turkey with all the dressing or you're having a bowl of beans. God provide that for you. Take time to enjoy it. I hope you have family to be with, but if not, be with Christ. Thank Him for the blessings that He's given you. Folks, I'm just no country boy, and I'm not afraid to say that. That is not a false humility. That's just who I am. And tonight for supper, my wife made some soup beans and some cornbread and some fried potatoes and onions, and it was so good. So blessed. These are things that I won't take for granted. And I want you to know that tomorrow, as you spend time with your family, your friends, whoever, enjoy that time, because it won't happen again for another year, and who knows what between now and next year could happen. Who would have thought that Thanksgiving 2019, 2020 would be in such a hellacious year? Who would have thought it? I mean, who would have thought that this was going to happen? And then the following Thanksgiving, you'd have a hard time getting together with your family. Who would have thought that? And who would have thought that this year, the 3 out of 5 families are telling people in the family that who are not vaccinated, don't come to dinner? Cold, heartless, fearful people. Who would have thought that a couple years ago? Who would have dreamed it? So if you're blessed to have family with you tomorrow, enjoy them. Next year is not promised. Next day is not promised. But tomorrow's a day of Thanksgiving. Set aside for this country to give Thanksgiving. And I would to God America understood how blessed they were and still could be. But unfortunately, most of them don't pay attention to that any longer. Let's take a first call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Jan.
I'm still here. I know I didn't call in Saturday, but something was wrong with the feed, and I couldn't get it on my computer. It might have been the computer, so I was listening by phone. So,
okay, all right. Okay, great.
Now you know how
appreciate
to keep
it.
Me quiet. You just...
Cut off the computer feed. Okay, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, sweetheart?
I just wanted to tell you how thankful I am, and I'm sure all our listeners are, for you and the blessings you give us, because you give us a lot of blessings, guidance, and truth, and that's what we need. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. And I mean that, sister. Thank you. If you praise
and
God and pray for me.
I
just praise Him. Pray for me. I need all the prayer I can get.
And I was glad to hear Marsha was there Saturday, and I was glad to hear that.
Yes,
I couldn't
yes.
see her, but I could hear her. So I was glad she was able to come to church, too. She was feeling pretty good Saturday, huh?
She was on a crutch, but she was getting around.
All right.
I'll be on a cane, well, not a crutch. Cane. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. As long as she can get around, keep you in line.
Oh, yeah, she's threatened to take cane to me once in a while. But anyway.
All right, Pastor, you have a great day.
All right,
tomorrow.
You too, sweetheart. Enjoy tomorrow, okay?
All right.
God bless, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Thank you. You know, that lady is faithful. That lady is faithful. When the line's open, she calls. And on Saturdays, she only calls in a couple times. She's faithful. She loves the Lord and is not ashamed to say it. That is a blessing to everybody, I do believe. Let's go to Craig in Michigan. Craig, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, you got me?
I got you, my friend. Come on in.
Am I overmodulating?
No, you sound great.
Okay, cool. Hey, did you get your deer?
I got one a couple weeks ago, and I didn't see anything I want to shoot this week. I don't need the meat. If I seen a huge buck, I got it and put the meat in the freezer, but I just videoed some deer and helped a friend get one, and I just sat back and enjoyed the day.
Well, every chunk of venison is God's blessing.
It is.
What can I say?
I'm so blessed. Yeah. I mean, I have fresh beef and I have fresh deer. I get fresh milk and fresh eggs and fresh butter. I have no reason to complain.
That's a very good thing. I mean, that's, you know, as far as tomorrow goes, that's quite a few things to be thankful for.
Amen.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I call into various programs. A bunch of people know who I am and, you know, whatever. But I just wanted to wish you the best there.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
I don't know. I don't know how else to express it. But, you know, I consider, I mean, you know, I got my own real bloodline family, and then I got a radio family.
Amen.
And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
I agree. You know, Craig, yeah. And I said, I meant this. You folks are part of my family. I wish we were once far apart. We could have dinner together. But you're part of the family. And a lot of people that are my bloodline in Christ are much closer than the bloodline in the flesh.
Well, yeah. That's, you know, that's the Israelite family. I mean, we're all connected somewhere down there.
Well, when one of us passes away, we all miss him. That's just the way it is. I mean, we lost a lot of warriors just recently. We lost Russ Dizdar and his wife Shelley. That's a pain in the body of Christ. But we do know that blessed hope, where Russ and Shelley professed they were going to go, they went. That's a blessing.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say there? Pretty much sure that they're better off on the other side, wherever that is. I don't know. You know, who knows? I mean, you know, really, truly, who knows? I'm pretty much sure they're better off on the other side.
Well, Apostle Paul said, "The absent with the body is present with the Lord." So I'm convinced that their spirit is Christ. Their body is waiting for resurrection, but their spirit's with Christ right now. I'm sure of that. They're with Him.
Yeah, all of us are in the big connection, and we're all supporting each other. Unfortunately, our input into the system is getting less and less. So you just got to pray.
It is.
Got to pray harder.
Pray harder and work harder. And I don't like to say this, but it's Bible. Judgment begins at the house of God. Because the house of God did not fulfill her duties before God, we're going to be judged first. You understand that?
Wow. Yeah. You ain't lying there, brother.
It's happening right now.
Okay. Butch, you and your family, grab them all and give them a big hug and have a good Thanksgiving.
I will do that, my friend. You too, and I mean that. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Take care of you.
God bless. Bye-bye. I'll tell you what, folks, how can I not be blessed and want to praise my Father for phone calls like Jan and Craig already? I mean, how can I be blessed? Keep the lines full. Let's talk some more. Come on, new callers, call in and talk to us. 844-769-2944. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, welcome.
Yeah, gang. I'm calling you, Butch. I've known you for almost 20 years, brother. And there's 33,000 verses in the Bible, friend. And the very verse that I'm going to read was what the previous caller just brought up. You know what it is? I'm going to read it for you. Are you ready, Butch?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. The time has come when judgment must begin in the house of God.
Amen.
Because if it first begins with us, what should be the end of them that do not obey the gospel of God? Because if the righteous can scarcely be saved, how can the ungodly and the sinner be saved? What are the odds of that? But you know the verse, right?
That's right on. That's what it says.
And
it is amazing.
Yep.
And that should make us desire to walk closer to Christ every day, Dino, because I promise you, we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet.
Yep. You're right. And LBJ incorporated the churches in 1954.
Right.
One of the most evil presidents that ever existed.
I agree.
You know that.
I agree. We haven't had too many good ones.
Yeah. There's 320,000 churches in America. You know that, right, Butch?
Yeah, I didn't know that many, but yes.
Yeah, there is. I checked out on the internet. It's really easy to find out. 320,000 churches in the whole U.S. That's 5,000 or 6,000 per state. And most are incorporated, so they're serving two masters. I just have one more question. I have a prayer request, Butch, for my kids and my three in-laws, because, you know, that's my family. And one more thing, I sent you my report about the vaccine. Did you receive that last week?
Yes, I did.
You're good.
Yes.
And one more thing. My mom is 91 years old, Butch.
Amen.
And what's that?
I said, hey, man.
Yeah, but get this. I talked to her 3 days ago, and despite what it has all sunk down to, it's been redefined. My mom did not know what the first Thanksgiving was about. She has no clue, Butch, and listeners, I had explained to her very gently. She has no clue about the pilgrims in 1620 and why they came here. That today it's all about drinking beer, overeating folks, and eating turkeys. They did not eat turkeys on the first Thanksgiving, friends. No, they did not. The proper research will verify that. It is amazing, Butch, that people don't even know what the first Thanksgiving was about.
They don't. Well, you know, as far as the food goes, we know they eat venison. They said they eat duck and some other things. But you're right. That's the people that have no idea. No idea. They don't know that it was proclaimed to be a day of Thanksgiving yearly. And as a day a Christian prayed before their Savior. They've forgotten that. But the football games are on, and they got a six-pack. That's all they can.
You're right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and
good call,
people,
Dino.
We agree, friends. So, you know, when the Pilgrims came here, they had the Mayflower Compact, and that's what they used, and they trusted God, and they used the Geneva Bible to trust God, and they left England, Holland, because they were being persecuted, ladies and gentlemen, by the Roman Catholic Church, and today the Roman Catholic Church is 10 times worse than it was 400 years ago. It truly is amazing, people. Thanks, Butch.
You're welcome.
Keep the faith, people, and put out my prayer request for my 3 children and my 3 in-laws. Thank you very much,
all right, folks.
You
heard that from Dean, though. You prayer warriors, take that seriously and take it before God. I don't know what he wants to pray about with their lives, but our Father knows. And Dino's very concerned. So I do remember Dino and his family in prayers. I mean, seriously do that. That's part of the things that we should be thankful for. We can literally approach the throne of God in our bedrooms, out in the woods beside a tree stump, in a car driving down the highway. It makes no difference. At work, you can approach the throne of God through the blood of Christ, the Lamb that sacrificed for you and I. And come in his presence with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and thanking for the blessings. And make your petitions known to him through Christ our intermediator. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go next to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I'm always thrown off by the previous calls. And, yeah, the Pilgrims, you know, they had those long shotguns that looked like a trumpet at the end of the barrel. They mostly killed waterfowl.
They did.
That's what their Thanksgiving was.
Yep.
There was a previous caller that was talking about the spirit of the connected spirit of the radio audience, and it's true of the body of Christ. And here's the perfect example of it. Jesus confronts Saul on the road to Damascus and knocks him off the horse, and says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
Mm-hmm.
See, when you persecute the body of Christ, you personally persecute Christ.
Yes, you do.
We're all connected in that spirit, and that's the beauty of the true church, and that's a beautiful thing to reflect on to me.
It really is, and the Holy Spirit is a connection between true believers, and you've met people that you just met, and feel like you've known them for 20 years. That's the Holy Spirit as a witness to who they are and you to them. You know, some people just come right in your life and you think, well, God, say something. I know they've been around for years and years and I just met them last week. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And it's a joyous feeling that you want to give them a hug as a brother or sister. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
And it comes across over the radio. It comes across, even listening to people who you recognize have the Spirit in them.
I totally agree. Right on the money. That's right, Tom. Anything else?
Another caller talked about previous presidents, and when people ask me who my favorite was, I always just say Andrew Jackson.
I think Jackson done pretty good. He beat out the National Banks, that's for sure. He did that for sure. He killed those vipers.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
And they sold Trump on that he was going to be the next Andrew Jackson, but boy, he was a lot different.
Now, Trump was a plant, I do believe. He may have had a good intention to start off with. I don't know that for sure. He had 2 years controlling all three houses and done nothing, so I don't think he had a whole lot of good intentions.
Pastor, it's a play. It's just a grand show.
Sure it is.
I feel so dirty that I was misled by Trump. But, you know, he taught the right language.
Oh, sure. Satan does that.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway. Well, look, I wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless, Pastor.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for being out there.
All right, see you next week. Thanks for the call. What a sweet call. Let's go to another phone call. Then I want to play another song for you, a beautiful song that I really enjoy listening to. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I have a lot to rejoice about.
Amen.
I did my broadcast yesterday, and of course I'm with TBTRN, and I did a research on the Pilgrims,
mm-hmm.
and I was amazed of the living suffering they went through when they first got here.
They tried being communist, socialist, and didn't work. They finally found free enterprise. You eat, you don't. You work, you eat. If you don't, you don't. And it worked.
Right. Yeah. And they became capitalists. But there was something else that took place. There's something else that took place a lot of people don't realize. That 102 of them left England to come here.
Right.
And they weren't all pilgrims. They were separatists along with that same group.
They were.
When they got here in November, which was too late of the year to get here, they had hardly any food. They suffered from scurvy. More than half of them died. But coming the next year, things changed for them. But before that, they started worshiping and praising God no matter what.
That's right.
And they were so sick to where their teeth were rotting in their mouth. And their weight was going down because they hadn't had any food, eating the same thing over and over and over, not getting the nutrition they need. But they were still very thankful that God has given them life.
And yes. Go ahead.
And because of that, God blessed them the next year.
Amen. They followed His commandments, and they followed His rules, and He understood about if thou shalt not work, thou shalt not eat. So, Joe, God jumped a good call. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Good call.
You're welcome.
All right, let's play a quick song. Growing out of town, I'm going to try to get a couple more calls on. Let's play Squire Parsons singing a song called Beulah Land. Enjoy this, folks. Worshiping this song. Go ahead, please, Todd.
Homesick for that country to which I've never been.
What a beautiful song. What a blessed hope. Let's go back to the phone line. Let's go to Mick in the Mexico. Mick, come on in. We got to hurry around that time. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Buck. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Isn't that a beautiful song?
Yep, it is. That's the old one, but it's Judy still.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hey. Well, it really gets me. Some of these Native Americans, they don't have a clue as to who the heck we are.
No, most people don't, but that's, you know, our hope's still in Christ, but I wish we could see as a people, all of us, who we are, and not only who we are by our heritage, but who we are in Christ.
You know, like the Cherokee people, like they spoke Hebrew. I mean, real Hebrew, not the Yiddish. Just nonsense. But, you know, Jeremiah the prophet brought these people here to America, and they, some of them so dumb, they believe all those schools that they've been taught. Now, well, we've been here 50,000 years. No, that's bad enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's part of the blindness of Satan. You got the people of this world blind,
yeah.
And we know that he does. But you know that they were found 10 commandments in this nation written thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years ago.
That's right.
They were here. That's a fact.
By Barry Bell. Sorry about that.
Yep, that's a fact. Mick,
and
I hate to jump.
There's another book.
What's that? Go ahead.
There's another book called The Lightning Lord. You familiar with
it? I've read that book. Yes, I have. Good book. Peter Marshall. Good book. Good call, Mick. I got to jump another call. This is probably the last one. Time to go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch, and I'm thankful to the Lord for the Holy Bible that
Amen.
Has all of the wonderful stories, the true stories, everything in the Bible's true of the three young men that were in the fiery furnace, and the Lord Jesus Christ walked amongst them and saved them, and Daniel in the lion's den, and Daniel
yep.
was saved. So we serve the God that does wonders. In Psalm 77.
15
so God
seconds.
Bless you, Pastor Butch, and happy
right.
Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, folks. By the grace of God, we'll see you next Monday. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and please, please give the praise to what belongs to our Father in heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.